Sorry, I'm just really long-winded, apparently. But like I was saying, if you're the 50th commenter to say that you hope the president is eaten by wild lions in the middle of the jungle where he's been lost after trying to escape natives who are trying to boil him in a big pot, well, you're not really thinking for yourself. You're just saying what a bunch of people before you had said that are responding to a provocative statement that whoever posted this thing originally posted. I don't see why sitting on the Facebook wishing doom and gloom on our president, I don't see how that's going to help. I really don't.
Sky's never looking up.
Benjamin.
What?
Sorry. ... No, why am I saying ... Anyway, blah. The kids go all morning without saying a word to me, but then when I try to sit down and record this, they gotta just all of a sudden be chatty Cathy. Anywho, the lack of respect that the office of president seems to have taken on is just, I can't get over it. Like, you look at JFK, and people didn't agree with him, but it seemed like they were at least civil enough to show some little bitty kernel of respect. I think that's what's wrong with society. We have just become a bunch of rude sheeple who don't think for ourselves, don't take the time to investigate things, and we just sort of, oh, blah, 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 I hope he gets lost and thing and gets eaten by animals. No, that's wrong and racist, and racism is stupid. And that's all I gotta say about that.